lot of people know who Anthony Zeiker is, but they may not know about his latest project. Actually, Zeiker Press developed from his son's idea.
And my middle son, Evan, wanted to write a book to tell the kids at school what was wrong with him. He has high-functioning Asperger's. He goes, Dad, I walk on my toes, I make humming noises, I do spin movements with my hands, I do spider finger gestures. And kids didn't understand why he was doing that. They would call him things like retard and call him names. And he just felt in his little mind at 11, hey, if I could write a book and give the book to every kid on the first day of school, maybe they'd understand my condition and they wouldn't make fun of me and be more sympathetic to who I am and what I am. In my opinion, be like, hey, Evan, we'll do A for autism, B for bullying, C for coping, D for divorce. And we had a whole game plan. But once he, in his little mind, he felt, hey, if some kid takes a picture of my book, a picture of my face, and posts it online or posts a meme about me, I'm going to feel really awful about myself. And he begged me not to publish it. So we've shelved that book for 5 years. You know, the thing about Zeiker Press is you have to use your own likeness, your own name. You are the ambassador of your issue. The whole point is I want kids to know this is a real kid, not a cartoon character.
Zeiker does all the interviewing of the young authors, the writing in their voice, and with his educator wife Michelle and a half dozen staff members, he publishes each child's story in comic strip form, but they take on very serious topics. Like the story of Las Vegas teen Haley Joy Lamberth. Her parents contacted Zeiker, who's from Las Vegas, to tell the story of their daughter, who fatally shot herself at age 13.
Haley Lamberth was a perfect straight-A student. She had a boy like her, and she liked some other boy. And that boy turned very violent against her, made fun of her, called her names. Haley started cutting herself in secret for about a year. And then in her suicide note, she said, you know, all the names in the world, I could deal with that. But the one thing this person said to me, this boy said that I couldn't shake, was no boy will ever love you. The empowering nature of that story was pretty clear because they have now passed a Haley law in Las Vegas, which means that the victims and the bully and the victim's parents and the bully's parents have to be notified within 36 hours or you lose your license and can be prosecuted. This school completely covered it up. They got sued and they lost in court.
Part of his visit to Western New York today is to meet with potential community partners who can help donate books to local schools. He says CSI money pays the $75,000 cost to publish each of them, but the community has already made possible some $150,000 in books donated to our local schools.
We've learned by traveling the country that a lot of the schools just don't have anything in place. I think the two things our graphic novels do successfully is this. Number one, when you put that book on a child's desk, and they turn it to the very back and see the real picture of the author, the first thing the young person says out loud is, I'm not alone, which is 90% of the battle. And then when they open the book up and see it's a graphic novel or a comic, you know, about the real kid, what happens is when they finish, they raise their hand and start talking about what happened to them. You know, the one thing the suicide mother said to me that I'll never forget as long as I live is she said, my daughter didn't know she had options. And this book clearly talks about having options, switching schools, talking to an adult, taking your life back, homeschool, telling a counselor, is giving kids tools because a lot of kids will just, you know, clam up and the next thing you know they're hurting themselves.
Zeiker says creating these books have been an awakening for him as well. Available on November 5th will be two new titles, one on the Parkland High School shooting and the other on autism. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.